or flooring? I got about three things to do here. I got to catch up. We're behind on some stuff. Best Buy Metals is awesome. We love Best Buy Metals. They're an incredible company. Let Red Martin talk about Best Buy Metals for you, just what kind of people they are. We love Best Buy Metals. They're amazing. Their company is the best when it comes to metal roofing. BestBuyMetalRoofing.com. If you're a builder out there, offer this to your people. They're going to love it. Let's put that as one of the things in your portfolio. If you're thinking about adding a new roof to your house or maybe need a new roof, low maintenance and a lifetime warranty. You're going to love BestBuyMetals.com. All right, with that said, I saw a great quote yesterday about Ella Langley.
All right.
She said that she collaborates with Miranda Lambert a lot.
Okay.
And her success is skyrocketing right now, obviously. You know, this song, Choosing Texas song is like number one for like more than any other artist ever, kind of a thing.
I know.
I told you this. I'm telling you, I need to be a record executive because I told you this girl's got it. And this is going to be like huge, okay? But get this quote. Oh, this is a great quote.
All right, I'm ready.
She asked Miranda Lambert, said, like, handling success of this and how does this work kind of a thing. And Miranda Lambert says, I'm sorry. This is over my head. You need to call Taylor Swift. Like, it's that big.
That's when you know you've made it, man.
Basically what Miranda Lambert told her was,
you're out of my league, girl.
You're going to need a bigger boat. I love that one. I love that. I used that one time.
I need to start working that into my daily. Quotes.
I do it all the time.
Oh, it's so good.
I did this one time. I was in, I think it was Syracuse. It might have been Boston College.
Okay.
But I had this fan in the first quarter that was sitting near us, like right in front of us, and talking trash.
A Boston College fan?
I think it's a Syracuse fan.
All right.
A little mouthy. Oh, we're going to show who the real Lawrence is today.
Oh.
Oh, New York. This is how we do it in New York. We got the Southern football's going to go away. This is, watch this now. Upset City, baby. And so Clemson throws, like, they go right down the field. It's 14-0. Right? I tap him on the shoulder. Hey, man, you're going to need a bigger boat. Isn't that a great line? Isn't that the best?
You know what I think has to be a little bit of a humiliation ritual? Being the Syracuse Orange, like the mascot itself.
Otto.
I think if you're Otto and you have to watch your team get smacked and you go to school and it's 20 degrees, man, I don't know that any good journalism degree is going to make up for that.
No, let me tell you something.
I think Otto would be the toughest ACC mascot to be.
I'm an Otto fan. I think he's the best one because he puts his arms in there and goes like this and then turns it all the way around and then does like this again. I love Otto.
Imagine you just got broken up with, all right?
Yeah.
Think about this. This is someone's life.
This has never happened to me, but I can imagine it, yes.
This is
yes.
someone's life, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to an 8 a.m. and it's 9 degrees in Syracuse.
Right. It's a balmy 9,
It's a balmy 9 degrees. Your team is 3-5, and you just got broken up with. But don't worry. You have to go get into your orange shoot to go be Otto tonight. You're left on red, and you're moving your arms like Otto. Man, I'm telling you, I think being Otto would be the worst ACC mascot. Who do you think? I think the coolest.
I love Otto. I think you're wrong on Otto.
I like Otto. I'm just telling you, I think Otto's the coolest mascot.
No, I think he's the coolest mascot. Hey, because he can turn his whole costume around, and then he sticks his arms back out again. I'm telling you, I love Otto.
All right, who's the least cool mascot then?
The Lady Wolfpack. Anytime, I'm offensive, folks. Here, the Tiger Cub too. Like, if you got to be the second mascot, then you're that far down the mascot totem pole.
B team.
It ain't good.
Also, there's a select number of people that can be the Cub as well, because the Cub you're capped at like 4'11", man.
Yeah, you're not posting anybody up.
No, Cub's getting dunked on.
Stanford Tree is worse.
Stanford Tree is like nightmare fuel. Like, that's a sleep paralysis, what you see when you can't sleep at night.
Texas said Walked Up Tula looks like the Virginia Cavalier. I'm not going to say that on the radio. I'm not going to. You know, the coolest, though, is Chief Osceola. He gets ride a horse.
He's cool.
Pull up on Renegade, slam it on the ground.
He's cool.
I like that one. I'll go. You don't want to be the leprechaun guy at Notre Dame.
Let me tell you this. My best friend went to Auburn.
Yeah.
Best friend from home.
Aubie is their mascot.
Aubie is their mascot. And Ella was called the director of Aubie.
Yeah.
And they take it very, very seriously there. Well, they will not say that there is a like, they will not refer to the person that is Aubie. They will call him a friend of Aubie. Like, Ella will look me in the face and say, no, he's a real tiger. It's a different level of how much that, like, I think Clemson fans are pretty chill about the mascot. Like, they're like, oh, yeah, that's old tiger over there. Auburn fans, like, will request him to come to their, like, bridal showers and stuff.
But they don't, they know that's not a real tiger, though.
I mean, I would think. They don't play.
Look, the ACC's got some pretty cool mascots. The Demon Deacon riding out on a motorcycle.
Yeah, it's cool.
Playing little Sons of Anarchy for you. Yeah. I like that guy.
I think Florida State's is really cool.
Yeah, Florida State's is cool. And I told you this story on the air the other day where Todd Schonar, GA football coach, dresses up. He's the only one who knew how to ride a horse. So they dress him up in a full Native American outfit. And they put with war paint, by the way. And he comes flying out on a practice field and slams that spear down on the ground. And the players broke it. Clemson went down to beat Florida State 34-16. Down in 89 downtown. First time I ever beat him down there. That was good. The Louisville Cardinal with the teeth. Birds don't have teeth. I don't like that.
It's a little unnerving.
Yeah, that ain't good.
It's a little get that checked.
Yeah, that ain't good. But I think, though, the single most uncool one is the Lady Wolfpack one. And, again, the Tiger
Cub.
Does
she have a bow? Did I make that up?
Yeah, no, she got a bow. If you're the second mascot, that means you're not good enough to be the first mascot. Like, that ain't good, man. I'm sorry.
B-tier.
Like, you know how they have their little mascot conventions for the preseason. They put everybody up, not. But if you don't even get invited to that, they hate both mascots everywhere. No, I mean, I get it. You have ladies' sports. Do you want little girls to look up to things? I get all that. But if you want to, but you can't have like the second mascot.
No, I don't think that does anything for moving it forward. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need that.
They have a whole competition. Again, I know this from the director of Aubie, where they go compete against each other and do routines, like in February. And apparently the Minnesota, they're the Golden Gophers, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a monopoly on it. He wins it every year.
I would think the BYU Cougar would. Have you seen what this guy
does?
Yes! He does all the dunks and all the dances and all the pull-ups and all the, the calisthenics. But Minnesota wins, huh?
Minnesota
got to win something.
Minnesota.
The text said the crane from Miami is bad. That's Ibis.
I don't know about him.
He has to do
what's his deal?
Well, they do that thing where he goes, C-A-N-E-S, cats, canes or whatever. I said cats because Kentucky does. C-A-T-S, cats. C-A-N-E-S, canes, go or whatever. That's crazy because he rides the button. He does really fast. He's like, C-A-N-E-S, canes. It's just terrible. Terrible.
I wish you guys could see the –
How about the Wolfie Pack? The Wolf Pack that does the Wolfie thing. I'm glad I don't have to do that.
I don't think I would.
Hey, but you probably woohooed at some point in time, so you can't say anything.
I'm a woohooer.
We're no longer speaking.
I'm a woohooer.
We're going to miss you on the show.
Sue me.
We're going to miss you. We are going to miss you.
I don't do the other part.
Yeah.
But I do woohoo. You know why? Because I didn't know any better.
Well, now you do. When you're a child, you thought as a child. Now you're an adult, and you act like an adult and think like an adult. You don't do that anymore. Can I catch up on Griff Flooring? Griff Flooring
Please
Center.
Please do.
Griff Flooring does an incredible job. Your floors, I know nothing about floors, but I know that when I look at their website and I see all those guides that are on there, I love that. So I know more about floors by going to this one website, and I can't beat that. And I need to know more about, like, even in bathroom remodeling, I don't know how to do all that, but there's complete handbook, basically, on how to go about that, what to think about. So use that as a resource, and then head to Greer for 35 years now, or head to Easley for 3 to 4 years now, and think about Greer Flooring Center. Check them out. All of your products you need with flooring comes from Greer Flooring, Greer Flooring Center. GriffFlooring.com. All right. A couple of quick notes. Yeah, this is a good point. Upper Man said FSU has the chief, but he also has a horse mascot. Looks like the toddler's chew toy. Yeah, I don't know about that style of horse. I think he'd be better on a black stallion, a chestnut, beautiful horse there. That whole spotty thing, I don't know about that. Horse people could get mad at me for that one. My friend said wants to LG ask what's a Yoo-hoo. A Yoo-hoo, well, first of all, Yoo-hoo's a drink. Chocolate milk drink. That basically when you drink it, you have to sprint to the bathroom. But the other thing, if you call somebody a Yoo-hoo, that means they're just a dodo bird, dummy. I'm trying to put it in terms of people to understand it. You're a Yoo-hoo. You're not a cool person. How about that? Oh, woohoo. What is woohoo? Oh, well, you don't need to know that. Let's just put LG is in middle school now, and she listens every day and texts in. You don't need to know what the Yoo-hoo is. Just forget I ever said that. Look at this little black pen right here that I've got, and then poop. All right, it's gone from your memory. We'll never have to worry about that ever again. Couple quick promo ideas here for you. One, high school football this Friday night. That's going to be awesome. And two, a week from tomorrow, right here in Easley, 5 to 8, we've got our kickoff show. And that's going to be awesome. So you got a couple of big programming things coming up. Take care of that. This was it's that time of year where everything's happening fast. You've got women's soccer's already played two games. Men's soccer's got a big one coming up. And then you've got all the first Friday parades and all the sorority and fraternity things that are going on now. Back to school, first day of class. Is it the first day of class? I think I'm right by saying that. First day of class. So a lot of things going on. But don't forget now, preview show 5 to 8 next Thursday and high school football this Friday night. Pretty good stuff there. Before I get to Dr. Martin, one quick national sports news. The Live Tour guys, this is actually international, I guess, met with CEO Scott O'Neill yesterday. They've canceled another tournament. There are rumors out there now that John Rahm has made a deal with the PGA Tour. The rumor is $25 million going to charity, and he has to play his way into the big events. So he's getting status, but not full status again. No word on DeChambeau, no word on Cameron Smith, but the rumor is that you've got John Rahm is coming back to the PGA Tour.
Really?
Yeah, which is good.
Like him.
Yeah. Thing I tell you about John Rahm is that it was he's a big dude, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was David Faraday after John Rahm stripes this drive 340 yards down the middle of the fairway where Faraday says he knows how to fill out – or he fills out his trousers. He's got a big butt, big thighs, big legs, big hamstrings. And all. Yeah, he knows how to, he fills that all out.
That's the most baseball announcer way to say that of all time.
Yeah. Breaking news in sports. Have you seen this? Just coming across now. Let me – well, it's not on ESPN.com yet, but I just got an ESPN notice.
Tell me.
Ex-Wimbledon finalist Nick Kyrgios. Am I saying it right? Kyrgios? Revealed Wednesday he tested positive for cocaine and cited doping case, a wake-up call after feeling helpless and alone in his career. The 31-year Australian checkered disciplinary record provisionally suspended for playing 10 singles matches on the ATP Tour, winning only two since. Reached the finals at Wimbledon and lost to Djokovic, currently ranked 9-19th in the world, but failed drug test and now is suspended from tennis. Got to get help, man. Hope he gets some help.
Goodness
there.
Gracious. Yeah, that's not even like performance-enhancing type.
No, that's probably before.
Usual stuff.
I don't know. I've never done cocaine. I don't know what it does for you. But in tennis, I don't know, give you some energy maybe, but I'm running around. Yeah, that might be performance.
That's over my head.
Yeah, I don't know. But that might be performance, not enhancing, but the other side. What would you do? Performance deterrence or whatever.
Hope that there's healing there. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, get help, buddy. Get help. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Dr. Steve Martin joins us. If you have a question for the good doctor, an orthopedic question for the good doctor, we'll do that on your turn right after this.
The Roar's College Football Kickoff Show is back. Join host Scott Reimer and all your Roar favorites at the Southern Weaving Food Hall, August 20th.
Train younger and younger children to be athletes. Any tips for parents? And also, at what age should one consider orthopedic doctors about growth plate closures? That's something we've never talked about on the show before.
It's an interesting question. You know, I think the first and foremost thing, and I'm a parent. I have four adult kids now, and we went through that whole process, and I watched, what was done well. I'm always observing, and I watched what wasn't done well, and I tried to learn from it, and we obviously made mistakes like every parent does. I think the most important thing when you look at your priorities with your children doing sports is very important. I'm a huge advocate of sports. Yes, we have injuries, but I would much rather than be outside doing, activities and sports and being with other kids and having fun than being inside, doing what other inside activities. And so I'm a big advocate. But I think first and foremost, your top three priorities ought to be that they enjoy doing what they're doing. I think we can push them too hard too early, and not even actively push. It can be just the fact that they see that you love what they're doing and they want to do it to make you happy. And so that's where it gets difficult, is to know, is a kid doing it for themselves or are they doing it for their parents? And so, but first and foremost, make sure that it's fun. Don't go to one sport too early. Obviously I'm going to call it the Tiger Woods effect, where these golfers have to start at age two and they're got on their third putter by age three and that kind of thing. And that's happening out there. There are sports that you do have to do early if the upper level success is part of what the picture looks like. Women's gymnastics is the one that comes to the foremost just because of the body development. But so I think, don't push them too early. Let them play multiple sports. Let them have fun. The top athletes and the elite athletes are going to come to the surface much later. It's going to be after physical development in most sports. And so to try to push an athlete at age 8, 9, or 10 too much, I think, is not our goal. To have them have fun, yes, and make it a family event when you go out, even if you're doing some travel stuff early, which I'm not opposed to, because you can make that fun and make it a family event and that kind of thing. But I think that, make sure you have balance with it, make sure they play multiple sports, and make sure they're having fun. Okay, so that's my soapbox side of it. The second side of the question is, it's okay to work hard. It's okay to practice, and it's okay to set some, regimented practice schedules and have them work hard on something. Set some goals. What is it that you want out of, baseball, tennis, soccer, football, whatever you want. There are some sports that ought to be done later. Obviously, contact football is one. I like the move where they're playing non-contact and flag and all those kind of things. But the growth plate part of it, switching gears, the growth plate part is kids develop at different ages. Boys develop later than girls. And that's just the way we are built and designed. And, boys will be, they can develop and grow all the way up into the college years. And that's, the girls are going to develop several years early. And so there are situations where there may be a deficiency in growth hormone. There may be a deficiency in the growth plate structure. And you have to, get evaluated and look at those issues. But those are kids that are completely off the growth charts. In other words, when you take your kid to the pediatrician, they're going to plot the height and weight over several visits, and then they plot it on these normalized growth charts, which puts you in a range. And, you know, we talk about 95th percentile or 5th percentile. But if the child is completely off the chart on the small side, they may have a growth hormone issue, and that may need to be evaluated. And in those situations, there's some things that can be done to artificially keep the growth plates open longer so that they might reach a relatively what we define as a normal height from that standpoint, from a psychosocial development standpoint. But to stop growth or stop growth plates, if you're in a sport where being big is not what you want, like gymnastics, that's not recommended. I think we're all programmed for a certain height and weight, and I think we ought to be happy with who we are. You know, whatever that is. I'm 5'9", and I would love to be 6'2", but I'm happy at 5'9". And I think that's the ultimate goal with your kids, is for them to have confidence in who they are and be confident in what their physical nature is. And then that's the advantage of sports, is develop the confidence in something that lets them carry that confidence in the rest of their life, if that makes sense. We see all these athletes that have spent so much time in their sport, and when that sport's gone, they don't have confidence in the rest of who they are. And you see that post-sport downfall from a mental standpoint, and I think they have to have that confidence. And that's developed early, to be honest with you. That autonomy versus self-doubt stage is age 3, 4, and 5. And I think as parents, we need to let them develop that in a natural way.
Doc, I only have about 400 follow-up questions to that whole subject. It's fascinating, you know. But I'm going to sneak in other ones instead. But I do want – maybe we can touch on that more in the future, because that is – maybe it's as important of an answer as you've ever given here on this one. Unless you suffer from something else, like 0842 says – I have a complete tear of the ATFL and CFL. I had to look these up, but will it scar down, and why is no surgery required, and how does that work? And I didn't even know this, Doc, but I guess he's talking about, he or she's talking about the anterior tabiofibular ligament maybe, and the...
Calcium. Man, you got it, Mickey.
Yeah, that one.
We got you there, man. A couple more years, and I think we're going to have to give you a degree.
Well, 40 to 50 more, maybe. Yeah, but anyway, good.
So what they are talking about is a low. We've talked about high and low. They're talking about a low ankle sprain, where you roll your ankle outward and you tear the two ligaments on the outside of the ankle. That is our most common ankle sprain, super common. And I think the thing for the listeners to understand is we hear this, or we read this MRI, and then we put it into ChatGPT, which is fine, and we try to figure it out, and we hear this term, I've got something torn. And we say, boy, I've got to have surgery because I've got something torn. That's absolutely not the case a lot of times, because Mother Nature has the capacity to adequately heal a lot of our injuries, right? And so torn, whether it's in this case two ankle ligaments, or you know, even something like a rotator cuff or something like that, does not always mean an Achilles tendon. Some of those we treat without surgery. And so torn does not mean automatic I'm going to the operating room, because Mother Nature, over the evolution of the human body, has developed the ability to heal a lot of these. So that outside ankle ligaments are torn. And so the key in this case is you get the swelling out, you strengthen the muscles on the side of the ankle, and most importantly, you get the balance back to that ankle. Now, what I mean is, in other words, if you stand on one leg, and you ought to try this in your next break, Mickey, stand on one leg and close your eyes and see how your balance is.
Dr.
Or
Martin.
Stand on one leg.
He's trying it now. He's trying it right now.
Oh, my gosh. Stand by him in case he falls. This could be dangerous. It's the first time we've had on-air injury.
Doc, I just turned my ankle. No, I'm good, man. I'm good.
No, but so that balance, your ankle has to do that on its own. You don't have to consciously think about it. And it's called proprioception. And you have to develop that. And that's where the physical therapist and the exercises, that's the key to success with this ankle with two torn ligaments that does not necessarily have to have surgery. If it continues to, you know, sprain and have multiple events, yes, we go in and tighten those ligaments or rebuild those ligaments.
Ashby, we had a caller, Will, want to know about sciatica. Do we know the question? Would he have a specific question about sciatica?
He said, can you ask the doctor about sciatic pain and what to do with that?
So most of us develop low back pain at some point in our lifetime. Most of the time it's self-limiting. Sometimes the back pain can be associated with a pinched nerve that starts in the lumbar or lower back, and then you have pain that radiates down the track of that nerve. Think of the nerve like an electrical wire, right? And so it's being pinched on one spot up high in the low back, and then that causes an electrical pain down the nerve, which is the back of the leg, down to the calf, and all the way sometimes down to the foot. Most of the time, even if that's a ruptured disc or a bulging disc, you hear all those terms on your MRI when you get those. I would say 75-80% of the time, 4 months later, that pain will resolve and you don't have to have surgery, right? And so the ones that develop surgery are the ones where that pain, that sciatica pain, that electrical pain down the back of the leg does not resolve. And so exercises, medication, and most importantly, time, and give it a chance to heal like we talked about on those ankle ligaments, and that's not a rush to surgery as well. Now, it can be pretty significant pain, though. Nerve pain is at a different gnawing deepness intensity level than a lot of our other pains. And so, you know, there with medication, sometimes some back injections, but it still does not necessarily mean that, boy, I've got to have surgery.
All right, I've got 30 more texts on here, but let me get this one last one. And you know this would be in Syracuse. Percy's listening in Syracuse, New York, said, I played in a lacrosse tournament in Lake Placid 2 weeks ago in a 55 and over bracket. Well, first of all, man, at 55, you know, might need to think about shuffleboard instead of – no, I'm just kidding. Anyway, since that time, the outside of my right knee is in question here. And my question is the meniscus – if it's a meniscus issue, will that show up on an X-ray, or do I need an MRI?
So, great question. A plain X-ray, you go in and you get a couple X-rays on the knee. That will show secondary signs of arthritis that might be causing the pain. It'll show you the bones of the knee. It does not show you the soft elements of the knee. And what do I mean by the soft elements? Anything like meniscus, ligaments, tendons. On the outside of the knee, you have the IT band, you have the lateral meniscus. You know, at 55, there may be a little bit of early arthritis on that outside of the knee. You start with the plain X-ray, start with some simple things like, you know, medicine and time and exercise. And then if you're starting to, you know, have a lot of knee swelling, a lot of knee mechanical symptoms like catching and buckling, then you go for your MRI. So, yes, a plain X-ray does not show it. It would take an MRI.
You're the best, Doc. I did pass my balance test over there. Ashby can attest.
There
with
you go.
Flying colors. Yeah, I was actually very impressed.
Well, wow. Again, it's that golfing.
Well, the average mortal might have had problems with it. But anyway, I always look forward to it. I can't thank you enough. You're probably slammed. You got soccer. You got football. You got everything. Got back to school athletes coming back in and physicals managers going on with every kind of injury and everybody's banged up. And I wish you success, buddy. I wouldn't want to be in this.
It's the great time of the year, Mickey. Great time of the year.
Thank you, Doc. And that is all right. My good friend, Dr. Steve Martin, head orthopedic surgeon, Clemson University Athletics, Blue Ridge Orthopedics, Prisma Health. Great guy, friend, terrific segment. Love that. One open phone line segment before our guest in hour three. We'll take phone calls and a bunch of texts when you come back right after this.
The countdown is on. 17 days until Clemson Tiger football. Presented by Ingles.
Ingles, low prices.
Love the savings.
They're going to go eye set in a big, heavy package. Look, Klubnik will check up under center. Turn, hand it off. Randall looking for the end zone, and he's going to fight his way in. Touchdown! How about that, friends?
105.5. 97.5. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ashby, I don't give you too much advice. One piece of advice I give you, buy dirt, man. Invest in some land. There's a great deal going on right now at fallspark@kiwi.com. Right now, $150,000 to $250,000 lots at fallspark@kiwi.com. Between the awesome lakes of Jocassee and Kiwi, McKinney Falls, the 71 home sites nestled between Kiwi and Jocassee, private lake access, nature trails, Blue Ridge Mountain views, boat docks, access to both lakes. They have 42 private boat slips, miles of great trails. Do this. You're going to love our friends over at fallspark@kiwi.com. Let's get a tour. Let's do it now. A sense of urgency is going to happen. The best lots go first. Let's talk to them about it. fallspark@kiwi.com.
Game to game. Conference to conference. We are your home for college football.
He scores!
105.5 and 97.5. The Roar.
They won the Super Bowl 2018. Last time he had a winning season, 2021. He went 8-9 in 22, 4-13 in 23, and 4-8. Now, his last two seasons as a head football coach, he's 8-21. He's not going to sit around and watch the equity he's built up in his legacy department chip away and be tainted even more. And so he's going to lose to TCU in Dublin. He's going to lose at Clemson. He's going to lose to Notre Dame. Quick win game. Ready? Let's go. Have you ever played win game with me before?
Yes. Right. I just say win, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or lose.
Yeah. TCU.
Lose.
I agree. East Tennessee State. I don't need to write these down.
Dub.
I agree with that one. At Clemson?
L.
Agreed. Notre Dame at home?
L.
Agreed. At Pittsburgh?
Ooh, L.
Agreed. At Duke?
Called an upset.
All right, I'm going to loss there. Syracuse at home?
Win.
I agree with that one. Miami at home?
L.
Agreed. At UConn?
Win.
Yep. Louisville at home?
L.
Agreed. At Virginia?
L.
Agreed. And NC State at home?
Loss.
That's 3-9. You got him at 4. You got him at 4-8 again. You're not going 4-8 and 4-8 and get a year 3. And plus, you're 88 years old, and nobody wants to do this anymore. And there's no rebuild. You don't rebuild at his age, and it'd be year 2 of it being bad. And this is it. He's 74. You're not going to have back to back 4-8 and then get a third year with the thing. So guaranteed, my North Hills Auto guarantee, Bill Belichick. This is it. Get pictures on the sidelines of him this year in that Tar Heel blue, because it won't happen next year.
My guarantee is controversial. I think it's going to make you mad.
It's okay.
But I can guarantee that Oklahoma is going to finish ranked way lower than they are right now in the AP poll. They're sitting at number 10. Ain't no way they finished number 10.
You're saying worse than?
Worse than that. They are not going to go any higher than that this season.
Tell me why.
Because their schedule is so hard.
It is so hard.
And their non-conference schedule is hard. You got Michigan.
At Michigan, yeah.
They got to have one of the hardest schedules in the SEC. You got Georgia, Texas, at Florida, Ole Miss, A&M, and Missouri. And Ole Miss, Texas, A&M, and Missouri are your last three games. All three are ranked. I'm worried about it.
I am too.
I'm pulling for them, but I'm worried about it.
They're going to be better. Their defense is going to be good. I like the quarterback if he's healthy. They got to run the ball better, man. They couldn't run it at all last year. 118 yards a game on the ground. I love Brent Venables. I want him to do well. The hard part there, though, is at Michigan's going to be tough. Then you get at Georgia.
Brutal.
Let's do a win game here then. All quickly. Right. UTEP.
Win.
Agreed. At Michigan.
I'm torn on this one.
Me too. I'm going loss.
I'm going home underdog. Michigan wins it.
Agreed. New Mexico.
Win.
At Georgia.
L.
Won't be close. Open date. Texas.
See, this is interesting.
Yeah, this is a big game for him. He's got to win this game.
All right, give him the win.
He's lost.
Say that's Texas's the time they get upset this year.
All right, Kentucky.
Win.
At Mississippi State.
Win.
South Carolina.
Dub.
At Florida. I'm telling
that
you.
That feels trap gaming to me.
Me too. Loss. I agree with that one. Ole Miss at home.
All right, if we're going to say Florida's a loss, I'll say Ole Miss is a win.
All right, I can go with that, split those. A&M at home. Loss.
Win.
And then at Missouri.
Loss.
We both got 8-4. Different ways, different paths getting there. But 8-4 is not top 10.
It's not. I'm telling
They're going to be improved.
Can you be improved and have a worse finish than you did last year?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Because schedule.
Tell that to Oklahoma fans.
I'm with you. I know. I'm with you. And then he gets back on the hot seat again.
Exactly. Even if it's a better team.
I know. It's a good guarantee.
Thank you. Thank you.
NorthHillsAuto.com. Go see those good folks. Red Martin. Good morning, Red. How you doing, buddy?
Morning, Mickey. How you doing, buddy?
Blessed. Very blessed.
So, Mickey, I don't know who's got it better than me. Last night, a group of guys from Christ Church Episcopal School, three of them are going to college, and the other ones are still at Christ Church. They're juniors. And those kids put on a concert in the backyard last night.
I saw that.
To raise money for Sunday dinner.
How about that, man? Isn't that cool?
And, Mickey, they played, Ashby would have loved it, because they played from Lynyrd Skynyrd to the Beatles.
Mm.
I mean, those are the type of songs. And these are kids that 18 years old, and they know Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah, how do you know
and
that?
And they know all the songs.
Oh, I love it.
And I was talking to the dads, a couple of the dads of the kids, and I was like, who taught them? And they was like, they just picked up the bass and he started playing it.
Crazy.
Or he just started playing the drums. And, I mean, it was fascinating.
You know what I'd There's give to have that musical talent like that, man? I'd do anything in the world to be that good at music, and I'm terrible. I have not a single cell in my body who could do it. That can do it.
Yeah, man. And the thing that got me was at the end, and I noticed this will be close to you too, Mickey. So you know how in sports, everybody thanks the moms. Everybody, you know, I want to thank my mom and bring my mom up here.
Yeah.
And man, those guys, when they finished, they said, hey, I want to bring my dads up here.
How about that?
And take a picture. And so the dads stood behind them with the instrument they had in their hands they were playing. Like, one dad was holding the bass, the mic, and the drums. And man, how cool is that?
Yeah, yeah.
That those kids, and man, I tell you, bro, I don't know who's got it better than me.
Well, and raised some good money too,
rough
right?
Times right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they raised over $700 last night.
That's great.
In the backyard.
That's great.
Man, I tell you, bro, it's pretty neat to see.
You remember the Bill Cosby bit about how I raised my son. He played college football. He goes, raised my son, did everything with him in the yard, threw the football for years, whatever. Scores his first touchdown, looks at TV and goes, hi, Mom. It's the dad who did all that.
Yeah.
And Mom gets all the shout out there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good stuff, man.
But those kids. Hey, and I told Ashby, there ain't a person in this world that goes anywhere to an ice cream shop or McDonald's or Burger King and says, give me a vanilla milkshake.
Oh, you're wrong about that. Now, no, vanilla is the fine. No, that's way. The only flavor to get. If you got vanilla down, you can do anything. Hey, I got to get top of the hour here, but let me tell you, I'll turn you on to that.
All right.
Bluebell natural vanilla bean ice cream. We got to do that. Vanilla is the finest of flavors. All right, brother. Have a great day, man.
I'm not believing it. All right.
All right, buddy. See you, man. He's wrong. Dane Young, hour three.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson. Greenville Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560. Cowpens. 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
What's going on, everybody? Sam Jones here. I'm excited to serve as the lead commentator for the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles Markets again this season. As per our tradition, our Week 1 matchup will be Easley at Pickens to kick the campaign off. You can join Grayson Mann and I this Friday night at 7 p.m. for pregame and 7:30 p.m. for kickoff as we start the 2026 high school football season with a bang. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Ingles, low prices, love the savings, love everything about Ingles. Let me tell you about Ingles in that the talent that is in those buildings The ladies who make those pies and those cakes, the men and ladies that make those awesome hot bars, to put that salad bar and olive bar together, to make those subs, to cook that good fried chicken every day, man, there's so much talent over there. The pharmacy talent that they have, the floral talent that they have. There's talent everywhere. Elite talent. 5 stars everywhere. We love Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Love the fact that I'm going to fill up my gas at Ingles today, use my Advantage card, save some, so I'm going down to Charleston tomorrow or tonight. And love the fact that when we come back this weekend, we'll be grilling out all weekend long. I'll be stopping by and make sure I've got everything. Tailgate season right around the corner. Friday night football, let's think about it. Low prices, love the savings, love our friends at Ingles.
College football lives here. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Hello, listeners. Let's talk about Medicare and your privacy. Did you know that Medicare agents are not allowed to call you if you're not their customer? That's right. The agent who cold calls you is not complying with Medicare's rules. Some of those random callers will change your plan without your consent if you disclose your Medicare number. Even to those callers who claim to be from your insurance company, do not give out your information. Also, if you sign up with one of those agents, you might not have any service after the sale, and you'll likely never be able to reach that agent, even if you try. Never give your Medicare number or any other private information to anyone who calls you. You must protect yourself. At Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, we comply with Medicare's rules, and we value the service we provide to each of our customers. Call us again at 864-307-8484. 864-307-8484.
Need portable toilets for your construction sites or next event?
Call 864-238-8.
Down for Clemson. If you did this drop off and you got your student over there now, and I hope you stop by.